Friday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the approach to Mosul is being carried out with great caution. Iraqi troops are moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going cautiously from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby-trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city they hold in Iraq. In the cities and villages outside the front line, some locals say they fear, as long as militants control the provincial capital, that there is nowhere in the area that is safe. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Soldiers say civilians are trapped in the battle zones, and they are fighting IS militants on the streets. The next phase of the struggle for Mosul is coming soon, and soldiers say it is expected to be long and dangerous for everyone involved.
IS techniques are suicide bombs and explosive cars, which are dangerous for everyone. But we want to liberate Mosul, and our soldiers are well trained.
As towns and villages surrounding Mosul are recaptured, a world of destruction is revealed. Shops and homes are in rubble. Windows are shattered, and shell casings are scattered on the streets. The International Organization for Migration says more than 20,000 people have been displaced since the offensive began more than 2 weeks ago, and as many as a million more are expected. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Bartella, Iraq.
Iraqi officials estimate that more than a million civilians remain in the city and fears are growing for their safety. Islamic State fighters have tried to add to the city's population, and as its fighters withdrew from outlying villages, it forced some families to accompany them as human.